Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Laravel 5.3. I was just about to record this week's episode, which is actually recorded a week before, if that makes any sense. But I'm recording this on the 24th of August in Australian time. This release came out on August 23rd. So Laravel 5.3 got announced, and it changed my plans for what I was going to record today for this coming week or this week, whatever you're listening to now. But essentially, what I wanted to talk about was just the headlining features in this 5.3 change, or 5.3 release rather, because it's pretty massive. And from a Rails perspective, like I'm a Rails developer, Laravel is doing all the right things, and the features are amazing. And this is why I said in my AMA episode about frameworks, was Laravel is doing all the right things, and that's just with the ecosystem alone, let alone all the functionality, the features, how well thought out the framework is. So it's pretty amazing to see what they keep releasing with each version. So it's pretty amazing there. So what I'm going to do is just run over these top headlining features, because you really do need to dive into each of the new ones, because there's quite a few new things. Two really big notable ones. But yeah, some fantastic features. This is just kind of a high-level overview, so then you can do a deep dive into the sections that you want to check out. So the first thing is there's a new homepage. It's nice. It's beautiful. I think the Laravel site in general is beautiful. So that's nice there. So I'm just going to skip over that one a bit, but it's worth checking out. It's a beautiful site. So the first one here, which is up there with the top two or three features from this release, is Laravel Scout. So Laravel Scout is a new driver-based full-text search engine for Eloquent. So basically it adds a searchable trait to your models, and that allows syncing your data to the index of your choice, and then you can just search things easily. Having full text search in your application is really nice and handy to have, and making it basically a no-brainer is just fantastic. So that's a nice one to have in that release. The next one, which I think is pretty high up there in importance, is Laravel Passport. So Laravel Passport is designed to give you everything you need to deploy your own OAuth 2 server in a matter of minutes. So this is an optional package. It comes complete with the ability to set your scopes, your view JS components for token generation, revoking tokens, all that kind of stuff, everything you need in an OAuth 2 server. Really simple, but very, very powerful, and especially when you're talking about integrating with other applications and things like that, this is a must-have. The next one, which this is leading on to probably the biggest feature that I think in this release, and it's some fantastic. The first one, it's nice, but it gets even better. So there's Laravel Mailable. So it's basically a new class-based approach to sending emails that allow you to simplify sending email by removing the need for the closure style. So just a nice, really nice API there. But getting onto the really big part is Laravel Notifications. So Laravel Notifications allow you to send out quick updates through services like Slack, text messages, emails, and more. The community has even started a Laravel Notifications channel group where you can submit drivers, and it already includes over 26 drivers there. So pretty amazing. Like, being able to easily send out notifications through to various services is a huge win, especially it seems like applications these days are creating so many different integrations of ways to send out notifications, and they're really nailing this one because it is becoming very important. I'm finding that applications that we build these days, there's notifications via email, notifications via Slack notifications. It's just so much things that are coming out just to keep everyone knowing what's going on and what's happening with their application, and this makes a big difference, as well as even customers, not just for internal things. So fantastic. That's a big feature for me, and making it very simple and a really nice API is just over the top. So they've done a massive and amazing amount of work there. When I first heard this tweeted, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, it makes me just want to use Laravel alone for that. So some cool stuff there. And the next is Laravel Echo. So this is in regards to WebSockets. So Laravel Echo is an improvement to the existing event broadcasting system that makes it easy to work with WebSockets. To utilize Echo, the backend will ship with the Laravel core, and then you'll need to pull in an NPM package for the JavaScript side. Nice there. WebSockets, pretty important, or at least it seems to be becoming a trend for more important things with more modern, quote-unquote, modern apps. So nice to see that's included there. And now a long-awaited one. This is one that I've been waiting for quite some time to come in. It's in regards to migration. So the migration system received a new feature that will allow you to roll back a single migration. This is something that I love in Rails, and it's nice to have, being able to just simply go back one single migration. Maybe that migration you created and did was not the best, and you want to go back and maybe update it or something like that. Being able to roll back just one step makes a huge difference, so it's nice there. The next is simple pagination. So Laravel offers two styles of pagination. There's an advanced one, which shows you your standard, you know, list of page numbers and all that kind of stuff. And then there's a simple one that allows just simple previous and next links. So it's nice that they have that there as well now. The blade loop variable. So this is something I haven't dove right into much, but essentially Laravel Blade, the templating system, has a new dollar loop variable that will give you finer grain control within your loops. Now you can use the following properties. So you've got index now, you've got remaining, count, first, last, depth, and parent. So this allows you to do a lot more finer grain things within your loops, just do any kind of checking and things like that. There's a whole blog post on that one as well. There's been some directory changes, that now not scary ones, the more sanity and sane ones, and that's the app folder was simplified by removing all the empty folders like events, jobs, listeners, and policies. This was simply because there's a lot of people that weren't using all those folders, and it's just cluttering things up, I think. So it's still fully backward compatible. If you run any artisan make commands that are related to those features, the folder will get added back automatically, so no stress there. The next thing is queued jobs. The Eloquent collections are now cleanly serialized and re-pulled by queued jobs, the same way individual models are. So this is beneficial in cases where the data in the Eloquent collection has changed since the job was pushed onto the queue. This is really important with setting things up to be queued, is data can become outdated, and you really got to think about that, but this kind of just takes away that that thinking process, so you don't have to really worry so much. So nice to see that's implemented. That's a really handy thing because it's very easy to do things the wrong way. Next is a query builder. The query builder will now return a collection by default instead of an array. So this is a potentially a breaking change to your application, but it will now keep results from either the query builder or Eloquent uniform. So this is quite nice because sometimes you actually want all that information back, and just having a plain old array isn't awesome. Like it's nice, but it's more flexible being returned as a collection. So I think that's a really good idea. And if you really do want to, then you can just, you know, transfer back to an array and everything's good to go again, just as normal. And second last thing here is the cache helper. So Laravel 5.3 includes a new cache global helper that allows you to get, put, or return an instance of the backing service. There's a nice blog post on that one as well from Matt. Documentation changes. So the documentation received a pretty huge overhaul for that release. It's been divided up into better sections that guides you from the installation all the way through to Laravel's official packages. So it's nice to see there. It also links to all the relevant free Laracast videos on various topics. So really nice to see what they've done there. It's a brilliant release. So if you haven't checked this out yet, definitely go and check it out. You can read through all these notes on the Laravel news.com site and see all the notes there. But yeah, this is a pretty amazing release, and I'm really surprised every time that a Laravel release comes out. They smash out these releases. They're exciting releases, which I don't see too often in software. It's like little things here and there, maybe a big thing once at a blue moon, but this one's been pretty... Laravel's been pretty consistent releasing amazing features and really just listening to the community and getting things done. So hats off to everyone there making these things happen. Anyway, that's essentially all I had to talk about this week. So I'd love to know your thoughts on Laravel 5.3. You know, have you been following its development? What are your thoughts on it? Have you already integrated in your application? Now it's been a week out. I'd love to know. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. You could send through a tweet to @CodyCatchUp. On Twitter, you can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Also, just before I go, I'm holding an event here on the Gold Coast in Australia, CodePen 2016. It's on the 15th of September. So if you're on the Gold Coast or in the area, I'd love to see you there. It's a free event. It's just a couple or two or three hours on a Thursday night. So I'd love to see you there. Free food, free drinks. Come along, talk all things CodePen, front end, all that kind of stuff. I'd love to see you there. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.